Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
90 miles per hour. Finally, today is National Nut Day. What?
Sometimes you feel like a nut. Yeah, yeah.
Sometimes you don't.
Sometimes you feel like a nut.
Sometimes you don't.
Back to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, our very special guest, everybody, this morning has proudly served as a U.S. representative for California's 43rd Congressional District since 1991. She is the chairwoman of the House Financial Services Committee. She is undoubtedly one of the most powerful women in American politics today. And we're honored to have her with us today. We're talking about the election. Please welcome to the show our friend, Congresswoman Maxine Waters. Ms. Waters.
Hi, Lay. How you doing, Steve?
How you doing?
I'm doing real well, working real hard. We got a big campaign going down here.
Oh, so, we trying to get it done.
Mm-hmm. I know. Well, let's keep going. I think we can be successful.
Yes.
At the top of the ticket and all the way down the ticket.
Yeah.
I think we can do well.
Yeah.
This president is helping us by the way that he's conducting himself. And as he continues each day to get worse and worse, I think more and more people realize how important it is to vote and that it is necessary if we're going to save this democracy.
Congresswoman Waters, I got to tell you, what you're saying is absolutely correct. It just seems to me like that he's helping to self-destruct, to me.
That's right. That's what it seems like to me. After thinking about it for quite some time, and watching him increasingly get worse, he has defined himself so thoroughly until when he runs out with yet another ridiculous initiative, et cetera. And he knows that he's going to alienate a lot of people. I've come to the conclusion that he has some mental problems. I really have come to that conclusion.
No,
he's unfit.
Yes.
Give it to us straight.
Well, you know, I think it's true. And, of course, Steve, you know, I recognized this a long time ago. Mm-hmm. I started calling for his impeachment after he was sworn into office. Because I had watched him so thoroughly during the primary, where he attacked his own colleagues in the Republican Party. Mm-hmm. I watched him as he talked about women in the way that he did. Mm-hmm. And I knew, having watched him very carefully, that he was not fit to be the president of the United States and that he did not deserve to be. And it's taken people so long to understand that. But I think he's done a thorough job of defining himself, and people now understand it. And those people who will continue to support him are doing it for reasons other than wanting a well-informed, well-intentioned leader of this country. They've got other things in mind, and it has to do with us and not wanting us to have equal opportunity.
Hang on one second right there for me, Congresswoman Maxine. We'll be right back with more Steve Harvey Morning Show right after this.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
Hey, y'all, welcome back. And our special guest this morning is Congresswoman Maxine Waters. And we're discussing the election. You know, the whole campaign of Make America Great Again, it just reeked of going back to what time for black people was it better than now? And it just reeked of that. And I think he picked up a lot of support with that. Make America Great Again. Let's take America back to where it was. Well, for us, black people don't want to go back. But that's been his crying mission. And like I've often said on this show, the problem that I see with Donald Trump is every cause that he has ever initiated and stood on the soapbox for has been against someone of color. I don't care if it's the wall, if it's DACA, if it's George Floyd, if it's Colin Kaepernick, if it's the NFL or NBA players kneeling, whatever it, if it's the Black Lives Movement, which he is now called a communist Marxist movement. Black people don't give a damn about communism. The last thing we were talking about is some damn communism. What the hell is that to
that's
us?
True.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
You know, I just find that he's been that way, and it has allowed racism and white supremacists to rear their ugly head and not be ashamed of it because their guy is in the White House.
Yes, he has absolutely done that. He's been divisive. He has polarized. And he has not been ashamed to talk about the possibility of a civil war if he's not reelected. He repeated and tweeted something that had been said about the possibility of a civil war. What did he say to the Proud Boys? Now, those are some racist boys, those Proud Boys. Right. And he said, stand back, but stand ready. Stand what was he talking about? Ready for what?
Right.
I know what he was talking about. I know what signals he was sending, you know, dog whistling to those people who were ready to take up arms against us. And so this is a dangerous man. He is a man with no morals. He only cares about himself, and he cares less about others, even others in his cabinet, who he will get rid of in a minute's notice if they're not carrying out his bidding. So this danger should not be taken lightly as we move toward November 3rd. He is looking to call the elections fraudulent if he is not elected. And in causing them to be called fraudulent, he believes that he can use the Constitution to delay and put us in a position where we will not have anyone elected over a number of days. In that case, you know, the Speaker of the House would have to hold down the office until it could all get straightened out. I think that's where he's going.
Yeah.
And I think what he has done is he has triggered a kind of education with our younger people, many of whom in recent past years, have said, oh, you know, it doesn't matter who's in office. You know, politicians are politicians. They're all the same. Or, you know, things aren't like they used to be before the civil rights movement, et cetera. But now they have gotten a lesson. They have been able to see up close Donald Trump, the kind of human being, the kind of individual, and certainly the kind of president none of us have ever witnessed in the history of this country.
I'm so proud of the athletes and the entertainers that have gotten involved with this and the young millennials.
Yes.
It's a movement.
I'm feeling it also. I'm feeling it, and you're absolutely right. Despite the fact that this president did everything that he could to shut down our athletes, they have emerged in a magnificent way. I'm so proud of them also. Thank you for saying that. You're absolutely right.
And thank you for all your years of service, Congresswoman Waters. We love you. Appreciate you. Stay safe out there. We're going to get them to the polls on November 3rd. We promise you that.
Well, thank you so much. You're doing a great job of it. And I love the way that you're advancing the cause. Every time I listen to you, you're on it. So thank you very much. And I appreciate being on with you.
Thank you. And thank you to the whole team. Ladies and gentlemen, the one and only Congresswoman Maxine Waters.
Yeah.
Yes.
True legend.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.